Serving the Lord by Sheila Kopp. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Philippians 4, verse 11. This is really part two of the article I had written a couple of days ago on being healthy. I want to encourage the rest of us who aren't young and vibrant anymore in serving the Lord, especially those who are housebound or bedbound. Just because we find ourselves unhealthy or tired or old and can't do much for the Lord anymore, it doesn't mean we should give up serving the Lord. Indeed, far from it. Sure, it's so much better to be vibrant and healthy and young and be available and enthusiastic about serving the Lord. But we can be vibrant and enthusiastic about serving the Lord, even when our body has failed us. How? In our spirit, that's how. We can travel and conquer and do great feats for the Lord without even lifting a finger. For after all, we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, as Apostle Paul stated in Romans 8, verse 1. The world we live in is pretty much made up of a spirit world. The life we live in the Spirit is more real than the life we live in the flesh. We could battle principalities and problems and troubles in this life better in the Spirit than in the flesh. When we come to Jesus in prayer, and especially in fasting and fervent supplications to the Lord, we are warring in the Spirit and winning in the Spirit. So even if you're bedbound, which actually I have found myself lately with my terrible cold, we can still serve the Lord. You know, much of our walk with God is done through the Spirit. Sure, we need our healthy body to do work for Him in the flesh, like preach the gospel to the poor and walk miles and miles to remote provinces in a country where the Lord might have called us to preach. But for most of the time, our mind and spirit need to be in constant communication with Him to do His work. Even if you're young and vibrant in health and can run a marathon every month, if you want to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, it's important to be in close contact with Him at all times. It's important to take the time for prayer and communion and even fasting with Him to overcome in the spirit world. Remember, we don't fight the spirit world with our flesh and blood. We bring down principalities by the Spirit. As Paul told us in his writing in Ephesians, he said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians 6, verse 12. So much so that Paul told us to put on the whole armor of God in the Spirit. He told us to be strong in the power of God's might. Not in our own might, but in the Lord's might. He said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 11. So to those that are old and tired and up there in years, and even to those that are in hospital beds and can't do much anymore, we need you. The church needs you. Do not give up serving the Lord with your prayers to Him and pulling down strongholds for His church. These are the last days, and His coming is very soon. There is still so much work to do, so many souls to be saved, and so many battles to win. We need to keep fighting in the Spirit, and your prayers matter. The Lord is faithful and is reigning victoriously. When it's all said and done, all the glory and all the praise belong to Him. Because all the victory and all the winning is done by Him. The Lord truly does the work. We just need to be willing to be a part of it. So whether you're young or old, strong or weak, please do the work of the Lord. We can serve Jesus no matter what state we find ourselves in. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And my God will supply all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3, verses 20 through 21. Prayer. Lord Jesus, how lovely You are, Father, that in every situation we find ourselves in, we can find You. You never ever change, and Your love remains steadfast and true until the end. We are thankful for You, Jesus, for the great sacrifice You have done for us at the cross. You've accomplished the salvation of this world in that moment of time at the cross. At the most helpless time of Your life, You were the most strong, for You have accomplished the salvation of our soul. Help us then, Father, to serve You even in our infirmities. For when we are weak, You are strong. Apostle Paul stated that he would rather glory in his weaknesses, that he may gain You. There is no helpless situation we can find ourselves in that is totally hopeless when our eyes are set upon You and our hearts fully trust in Your grace upon us. Bless us then, Lord Jesus, with Your wonderful grace today, and instill a great faith in Your boundless love for us. Let us believe in You and place all our hope and trust in You every day. You are our strength, and You will never, ever fail. I pray all these in Your most wonderful and steadfast name, Jesus. Thank You, Father God. Amen.